Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Boy, this next one might make me throw up in my mouth a little bit. I haven't had a good on-air puke in quite some time. I might change with this one. Cracked.com posted a list of 7 different insects that have been found during people's colonoscopies. You and I have both had colonoscopies.
At the same time, not together.
It wasn't a couple's colonoscopy.
No, I didn't slap the glove on and be like, all right, my turn, your turn.
Maybe you could refresh everybody's memory. Maybe for somebody who doesn't know what a colonoscopy is.
This is where the night before, the preparation, they give you all types of laxatives and, you know, Gatorades to flush out your system.
Clear you out.
I mean, you're on the can all night. And then the next day, you go in, and the doc, they knock you out. They put a tube up your butt.
With a camera.
And they check to see if there's any
polyps
or cancerous things or things of that nature. It's actually a really healthy thing people need to do.
Yeah.
But just, I get it. Nobody wants things up their butt.
Well.
Most people.
Again, according to crack.com.
Allison's laughing.
It's most people. Insects have been found during people's colonoscopies. Flies.
Ooh.
Ants. Cockroaches.
How does a cockroach get in your butt? How does a cockroach get in your butt?
Ladybugs. I'm not done. Moths, bees, and yellow jackets.
Oh, no.
Have all been found inside when you're getting the chute there, the poop chute.
A yellow jacket. I mean, you would think that thing being there stinging you and just going nuts, right?
Oh, man. This actually makes me want to get a colonoscopy. If I have something like that up there, I'd want to know about it.
Right. You don't want to be the guy that has a cockroach in his rectum. So might want to make that phone call and get that screening done.